at me. Up and about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
Oh. Grandpa!
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket.
It's ours, Charlie.
I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
But it can be done.
Ooh, the cane, Charlie. Ah. Here I go. Watch my speed.
Oh. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden.
And good evening, all you lovebirds out there. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Very, very far beyond. This is your host, Liesl, this evening here with you on this delicious February 11th here, coming to you from downtown Chico, California. This is Wonka Radio. If you've never landed here before, you could probably figure that out from the opening song there. I've got a golden ticket. And as usual, I have what I think is a fabulous show planned for you. I, of course, picked a seasonal show because in a mere few days, we are having the delightful Valentine's. So you will be able to celebrate Valentine's Day on Sunday. That's 4 days away because today is actually the 10th and not the 11th. And so I've chosen some stories for you. I had some that I had already selected, and then I saw my delightful friend Kimberly, who is a librarian at the Chico branch of the Butte County Public Library, and she helped me to supplement and find some other wonderful stories that I am really eager to share with you this evening. The first is a book by Eileen Spinelli, who's written an awful lot of books, and it's illustrated by Paul Yalowitz, and it's called Somebody Loves You, Mr. Hatch. Mr. Hatch was tall and thin, and he did not smile. Every morning, At 6:30 sharp, he would leave his brick house and walk 8 blocks to the shoelace factory where he worked. At lunchtime, he would sit alone in a corner, eat his cheese and mustard sandwich, and drink a cup of coffee. Sometimes he brought a prune for dessert. After work, he would make 2 stops at the newsstand to get the paper and at the grocery store to buy a fresh turkey wing for his supper. After supper, he read the paper, took a shower, and went to bed early. He keeps to himself. That is what everyone said about Mr. Hatch. One Saturday, when Mr. Hatch stepped onto the porch with his dustpan and broom, he got a surprise. A package wrapped in brown paper. He had never spoken to the postman before.
Thank you, Mr. Goober, he said.
Mr. Goober smiled. You're welcome. I always enjoy delivering packages. Mr. Hatch tore the brown paper off. Inside was a white box, which he opened to find another box. This one was heart-shaped, all satiny red, with a pink bow on top. It was filled with candy. Something fluttered to the porch. It was a little white card. He picked it up. It said, "Somebody loves you." Only then did he remember that this was Valentine's Day. Mr. Hatch wondered and wondered, "Now who would send this to me?" He was all alone. He had no friends, and yet someone had sent him a Valentine. Who? He put the box on the coffee table and tried to do some dusting, but every time he left the room, he had to keep peeking to see if the box was still there. He dusted and dusted, and the dustcloth seemed to whisper, "Somebody loves you. Somebody loves you." At last, he flung the dustcloth away, and exclaimed, "Why, I've got a secret admirer." And then he did something he had never done before. He laughed. He laughed and danced and clapped his hands. And then he took a piece of candy from the box and ate it. Mr. Hatch changed his shirt and found some old aftershave in the bottom drawer. He splashed it on his face. He picked out a yellow tie with blue polka dots and put it on. And then he went for a walk. "Maybe," he thought, "I will meet the person who sent me the candy." Of course, no one had ever seen Mr. Hatch wearing a tie or smelling of aftershave or smiling. So he got a lot of attention. Mrs. Weed tripped over her dog. Mr. Dunwoody nearly fell off his ladder. And little Tina Finn spilled all the toys out of her wagon. Mr. Hatch waved hello to them all. On Monday, it was back to work. At lunchtime, Mr. Hatch sat in the middle of the cafeteria. He spoke to everyone and passed out chocolates from his heart box. On the way home, as usual, he stopped at the newsstand. Mr. Smith handed him the usual newspaper.
I think I'll have a pack of mints, said Mr. Hatch,
not as usual.
Mr. Smith was shocked. Was that you speaking, Mr. Hatch?
Indeed it was. I said I would also like a pack of mints. And if you don't mind my saying so, Mr. Smith, you don't look very well today.
Mr. Smith recovered from his shock to reply,
You're right. I don't feel very well. I have a cold. I was supposed to go to the doctor's this afternoon, but the stand has been very busy, so I haven't had the time.
Mr. Hatch smiled.
Why, I'd be happy to watch the stand for you while you go.
Mr. Smith could hardly believe his ears.
You would? Certainly, just show me what to do. And so Mr. Hatch ran the newsstand for an hour. He wondered if any of the women who stopped to buy a paper or a magazine or a candy bar had sent him the mysterious Valentine.
When Mr. Smith returned,
Mr. Hatch made his usual stop at the grocery store. "I'm a little tired of turkey wings," he told Mr. Todd. "I think I'll have a nice, fresh slice of ham." Mr. Todd weighed the meat and wrapped it.
You look worried," said Mr. Hatch.
I am," said Mr. Todd. "My little girl is late. She hasn't come home from school yet, and I can't leave the store to go look for her until my wife arrives."
"Goodness, why didn't you say so?" said Mr. Hatch. "I will go look for her."
And so he walked to school and found little Melanie Todd by the swings and brought her home.
"Oh, thank you," said the grocer.
"Any time," said Mr. Hatch. After supper, Mr. Hatch did not bother to read the paper. He decided to bake brownies instead. It would be nice to have brownies to share the next day with the people at the shoelace factory. As he baked, the warm chocolate smell of brownies floated through the neighborhood. Children gathered around Mr. Hatch's house, sniffing the air. "Well, I suppose the factory can wait," said Mr. Hatch as he looked out the window, and he brought out two platefuls. "Now, what are brownies without lemonade?" he said, and he stirred up an ice-cold pitcher. When the parents came to gather their children, they had some brownies, too. It turned out to be a picnic in Mr. Hatch's backyard. He dusted off an old harmonica and played songs he remembered from his boyhood. Everyone danced. And so the days and weeks went by. When Mr. Hatch wasn't smiling, he was laughing. And when he wasn't laughing, he was helping someone. And when he wasn't helping someone, he was having a party in his yard or on his porch. He seemed to have forgotten about finding the person who sent him the Valentine. Then one day, Mr. Goober, the postman, came to his door. His face was very serious.
Come in, Mr. Goober. You look upset.
I am upset. I made a mistake some time ago. My supervisor is very angry with me.
Yes, Mr. Goober, what is it?
Do you recall the package I delivered to you? On Valentine's Day, I believe it was.
Yes, I believe I do, replied Mr. Hatch, beginning to feel a little uneasy.
I don't suppose you still have it, asked Mr. Goober sadly.
As a matter of fact, said Mr. Hatch, I still have the box. The candy is gone, though.
Why do you ask? Mr. Goober took a deep breath.
I'm afraid I delivered it to the wrong address. It was supposed to go to another house.
Mr. Hatch recalled tearing off the brown paper. It had never occurred to him to look at the address. He fetched the heart-shaped box and the pink bow and gave them to the postman.
I do hope your supervisor won't be too angry with you now.
The postman was heading down the sidewalk when Mr. Hatch called from the porch.
Mr. Goober, I forgot something.
He gave the postman the little white card that read, "Somebody loves you." Alone in his living room, Mr. Hatch sighed. Nobody loved me after all. Then he read the paper, took his shower, and went to bed early. The next morning, at 6:30 sharp, Mr. Hatch left his brick house and walked 8 blocks to the shoelace factory. At lunchtime, he sat in the corner by himself, ate his cheese and mustard sandwich, and drank a cup of coffee. After work, he stopped at the newsstand for his paper, but he did not speak to Mr. Smith. And when he ordered his turkey wing from Mr. Todd, he did not smile. Nor did he pat little Melanie Todd on the head or bake brownies or have picnics or parties or play his old harmonica anymore. Everyone whispered, "What is wrong with Mr. Hatch?" Mr. Goober, the postman, told them.
"Well, we love Mr. Hatch," insisted Mr. and Mrs. Dunwoody. "He gave us flowers for our garden. He helped to mend our back fence."
Mrs. Weed nodded. "I love him, too. He saved his bones for my dog, Ruffy." Ruffy barked. She loved Mr. Hatch, too. Mr. Smith told everyone how Mr. Hatch had watched his newsstand so he could visit the doctor, and Mr. Todd told everyone how Mr. Hatch had found his little girl. All the children in the neighborhood remembered Mr. Hatch's wonderful brownies and lemonade. And most of all, his laughter. Poor Mr. Hatch! What can we do? Then Mr. Goober announced, I have an idea. On Saturday morning, Mr. Hatch woke to a bright and sunny day. He put on his old overalls and went out to the porch with his dustpan and broom. He couldn't believe his eyes. All over the porch were red and white hearts and pink bows. There were boxes of candy on the chairs and yellow streamers flowing from the ceiling. And sticking up out of his mailbox was a shining silver harmonica. The front yard was filled with people, happy, smiling people, and they were holding up a huge sign with hand-painted letters, and it said, Everybody loves Mr. Hatch. Mr. Hatch dabbed at a tear with his handkerchief. I do believe somebody loves me after all. And then he smiled. And he laughed, and then he hurried down to be with his friends.
These words are my own. Threw some chords together. The combination D-E-F is who I am, is what I do. And I was gonna lay it down for you. I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD. I need some help, some inspiration.
But it's not coming easily.
Trying to find the magic. Trying to write a classic. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know. Waste been full of paper. Clever rhymes, see you later.
These words are my own. Let my heart flow. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. There's no other way to better say. I love you,
love you.
Read some Byron, Shelley and Keats, recited it over a hip hop beat. I'm having trouble saying what I mean with dead poets and drum machines. You know I had some studio time books, but I couldn't find the killer hook. Now you're gonna raise the bar right up. Nothing I write is ever.
I love you. Is that okay? You can just never hear that enough. That was These Words from Natasha Bedingfield. That song is a few years old, but I still think it has a great message, and I want to encourage you to go out and tell somebody you love them. Tell them, for crying out loud. We are here on Wonka Radio on KZFR. How many prepositional phrases can I stitch together in one sentence? No one knows. We're celebrating Valentine's Day. We had our first story was by Eileen Spinelli and Paul Yalowitz called Somebody Loves You, Mr. Hatch. And one of the books that I found at the Butte County Chico Branch Library was The Ballad of Valentine by Allison Jackson and illustrated by Trisha Tusa. And this is meant to be sung, but dear listeners, have no fear. I will not be tormenting you in that way this evening, but it is to the tune, "Oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling Clementine." So you can go check this book out for yourself and experiment with singing it. I'd like to share this with you. In a cabin in a canyon near a mountain laced with pine lived a little girl who was my sweetheart, and her name was Valentine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Valentine, I have written 40 letters, but you've never read a line. Gave the letters to a mailman to deliver rain or shine, but he couldn't find your address, so I penned this Valentine. Then I trained a homing pigeon and attached my note with twine, but he flew to Madagascar, where he dropped your Valentine. So I built a raging bonfire, sent a black and smoky rhyme, but a cyclone stole the message, and it vanished one more time. Next, I tapped a note in Morse code asking you to please be mine, but the signal hit a blizzard as it crossed the county line. Then I rented out a mail car on the westward railroad line, but the train derailed in Denver, leaving letters strewn behind. Paid a rider on a pony, but his filly wouldn't mind. Bucked him clear to Arizona, where he's now been reassigned. Bought an airplane, wrote a message with a big heart underlined, but the wind erased my letters, and you're now my nine. Tied my message to a boulder with a sentimental rhyme, but it rolled down into quicksand. Now your Valentine is slime. Well, I'm not much of a writer, but I tried to drop a line. If you ever get this message, will you be my Valentine? Oh my. I hope that you will be someone's Valentine, and remember to tell someone that you love them, not just on Valentine's Day, but every single day. All right, well, we have unfortunately come to the end of this brief excursion into the land we call Wonka Radio, and Brenton is in the house, and he is here with some crucial beats for you this evening, so please don't touch that dial. Stay with us right here on Wonka Radio. Want to let you know that Wonka Radio is made possible by Farm Star Pizza, organic and local with farm fresh toppings, soup, salads, baked desserts, vegan and gluten-free options, craft beers, creative wines. Farm Star Pizza is open for lunch daily with seasonal specials and features live jazz on Wednesday and Sunday evenings at 2359 The Esplanade. Visit farmstarpizza.com and like us on Facebook, where the farm is the star. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, keep telling somebody you love them. And I love you too. All right, everybody, let me leave you with this thought. Where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to.
Listen to me, I got a lot of goof I wanna tell you.